Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to continue our study that we began last time entitled Things to Come. Today we'll look at our new glorified body. But before we begin, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, again we thank you for the opportunity to open up thy holy words. And Father, we pray that you'd bless your words as it goes forth today. We pray you'd use this broadcast for your honor and your glory. And we pray for the saints of God that they would be edified, encouraged, Lord. And we pray for any lost soul that's listening today that's never trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that's never placed their faith solely in the shed blood of the Savior to save them from going to hell and give them a home in heaven. We pray that this would be the very day of their salvation. Father, we just praise you and we thank you, and we pray and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. One of the most beautiful and exciting facts of salvation is that one day the saved will have a new glorified body. You see, we are a triune being made up of body, soul, and spirit. Notice what Paul the Apostle said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Paul said, "And the very God of peace, sanctify ye wholly, and I pray your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." You see, when we get saved, our soul is saved from hell. Our dead spirit is born again or regenerated, but the spirit of flesh is still the same. However, at the rapture of the church, our body will be changed. Turn with me, if you would, to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Beginning in verse 51, and we'll read down together through verse 56. "Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." See that? Paul said, "And we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when the corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law." During the ministry, I have encountered many questions about what the new body will be like. And I don't think it's possible to know everything about our future body. However, the Bible does give us a lot of information about our future body. So today, let us learn from the Scriptures what our new glorified body will be like. First of all, point number one, our new glorified body will be like the body of Christ. Let's first turn to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3 together. And we want to look what it says in verse 21. Let's get the context, begin in verse 20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. I find it interesting, you know, how much the human body is glorified and uplifted, amen. And, you know, we have beauty contests and so forth and so on, and we have a billion-dollar cosmetic industry and so forth and so on to make the body look beautiful. But notice what how Paul describes our body and the reason it has to be changed. He says, who will change our vile body? Vile. It's a very strong word. That's what our body is really, is a vile body. Now, let's turn to 1 John. First Epistle of John in chapter number 3. First Epistle of John, chapter number 3 with me. And look what it says in verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We learn from these passages that our new body will be like the body that Jesus had after the resurrection. Knowing this, we can study the body of our resurrected Savior and also be studying what our future body will be like. Right now, we are Christians, which means Christ-like. Our capabilities are now limited because of our body or our flesh. However, thank God this problem will be forever solved when we are given our new glorified body like the one Jesus has. I can think of no other person in history whose body I would want to be patterned after. Amen. With this fact in mind, let us proceed further to learn about our future body. Point number 2. Our new glorified body will be a body of flesh and bone with no blood. This body, this new glorified body, will have substance. After all, Jesus could be touched and handled, amen. There's a skeletal system which gives height and depth to this body. This body also has flesh, which gives the body its appearance. Even before these scriptures that we just read, Job knew this. Turn with me to the book of Job for a moment. Job chapter 19. Job chapter 19, and notice what it says here in verses 25 and 26. Now, mind you, this is the oldest book of the Bible. We read, Job said in Job 19, verse 25 and 26, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. So far we've seen about our new glorified body. Our new glorified body, number one, will be like the body of Christ. Number two, our new glorified body will be a body of flesh and bone with no blood. Number three, our new glorified body will be recognizable. Look with me in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Look with me what it says in verse number 12. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even also I am known. We will be able to recognize each other in heaven. You know, some teach that we will all be males in heaven. Amen. Look in, based on what it says in Matthew chapter 22. In Matthew 22, in verses 23 to 30. We read, then the same day came to him the Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection, and asked him, saying, Master, Moses said, if a man die having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were with us seven brethren. The first, when he had married a wife, deceased, and having no issue, left his wife unto his brother. Likewise the second, also the third, unto the seventh, and last of all the woman died also. Therefore in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her. Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scripture, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. And of course the Bible teaches clearly angels, when they appear on earth, appear as young males. And then based on 1 John chapter 3 verse 22, which we just read, some use this to teach that we will be all 33-year-old males in heaven, because it says there that we will be like Jesus, we will be like him. Each of us now has our own distinct characteristics. When we get our new glorified body, we will still have our own distinct characteristics. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Beginning in verse 41, we'll read down to verse 44. And these verses will show that that we will have our own distinct characteristics. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption, it is sown in disorder, it is raised in glory, it is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. So we see that just as each star is different from another, so also will be our new glorified body. The new knowledge that we will have in these bodies will enable us to know everyone. I believe that we'll know Paul, Stephen, Timothy, John, Adam, David, and all the others without having to be introduced. Amen. Oh, what a glorious day that will be, my dear friend. Now, let's look at point number 4 in our study on the new glorified body. Our new glorified body will be a body in which the Spirit dominates. 1 Corinthians again. Chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, verse 44. We read, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. Right now we are in a body that the flesh most commonly dominates. And sometimes our greatest battle is with the desires of the flesh. Notice what James said in the book of James, chapter number 1, verses 13 and 14. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Right now, the soul usually submits to the flesh. This does not always have to be the case even now. It takes a strong spiritual person to win over the flesh. Even though we defeat the flesh, it's a constant battle. Amen. Turn to Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14 with me. In Mark chapter 14, verse number 38, Jesus says to his disciples, watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The Spirit truly is ready, see, but the Spirit, but the flesh is weak. And of course, this is what, he actually said this to Simon Peter when he found him asleep. Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The Spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. Praise the Lord, this battle will soon be over. Our new body will be redeemed, and we'll always submit to the Spirit. Let's move on to point number 5 in our study on the new glorified, our new glorified body. Our new glorified body will be unlimited by time, space, or even gravity. Remember that our new body will be like the resurrected body of our Savior. Jesus, in the gospel accounts, was able to appear and vanish right before his disciples' eyes. Amen. And we saw that time and time again. This also happened even in the midst of secured rooms. Look at in John chapter 20, verse 19. John chapter 20, verse 19. Then the same day at the evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be with you. So here we see him come where his disciples were in this room where the door was shut. He just appeared there. Then in that same chapter of John, verse 26, John chapter 20, verse 26, John chapter 20, verse 26, and after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them, and then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. And here he comes a second time, amen, that first time that we read in verse 19, we see that Thomas wasn't with them, with the other disciples. But this time he was. And again, the doors were shut, and Jesus just appeared. Amen. Right in their midst of a secure room. I believe that because our new glorified bodies will be spirit-controlled, the body will be able to travel by the will of the Spirit. Right now, our spirit is within our flesh, and the flesh transports or carries the spirit from place to place. In our new glorified body, the spirit will transport the flesh. This will not be with wings. I believe that this transportation will be by thought and through the will of the Spirit. In other words, you'll just have to think that you want to be at a certain place, and you'll be there. Amen. Glory to God. This will be better than any transportation to us now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our new glorified body will be able to travel a great distance in a very short time. Let's turn again to the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John. And let's begin reading the Gospel of John chapter 20 in verse number 11. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and at the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto her, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, before the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he shewed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Now, notice verse 17. We read that Jesus said to Mary not to touch him, because he hadn't yet ascended. And then we see him reappear after he had done this, amen, on the same day, according to verse 19. So we can see that Jesus was able to travel from the earth to the throne of God in the third heaven and back to earth again in a matter of hours. So from this we can take and see that our new glorified bodies, like Christ, will be able to travel great distances in a short period of time. Our sixth point that we want to see about our new glorified body is our new glorified body will be an eternal body. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God in a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. This new body will never, never, never wear out. Amen. The aging process will not affect this new body. Amen. We see today our society spends billions of dollars each year to feel better and look younger. Praise God, this will not be necessary in our new glorified body. This new glorified body will be youthful, able, and energetic forever. This new glorified body will be more fit than any Olympian. It will never be out of shape, never underweight or overweight. What an exciting thought, amen. A final point about our new glorified body is our new glorified body will be a glorious body. Looking in Romans, First Corinthians chapter 15 with me, verse 43. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. And then in Romans 8:18, with me, Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. We have been calling this our new glorified body. What does it mean to be glorified? A study of this word reveals quite a lot. Not only does glorified mean beautiful, but much more. Studying in the Greek of this word suggests the body will be bright even to the point of shining. Look it in the prophet Daniel with me. Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12 with me. And verse number 3. We read, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. The new body will not be troubled with the things that this body is troubled with. There'll be no blindness, no aches or pains. There'll be no colds or cancer. There'll be no problems such as being deaf or dumb or having heart problems or tumors. Truly, this is a glorified body. Sometimes I can't wait to get into my glorified body and use it to praise the one who made it possible. Christians, we will be given the body at the rapture of the church. We will have this body from time on forever. As we study prophecy from this point forward, Christians do have their new glorified body. Well, I don't know about you, but that's a really an exciting topic and study about our new glorified body. Again, our time has come to an end here on the Pastor's Study. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me, Brother Gino Cassieri, for the Pastor's Study. Until we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.